and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel into Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, you also know where I am from. Yet I did not know in my own town. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord.
And the first reading speaks about the plot against the righteous man from the book of wisdom. What did the righteous man do? He only exposed the hypocrisy of the people. He did nothing. There was no evil that can be identified with this righteous man. Scriptures uses the word righteous man, yet there was a plot to kill him. We see this manifested in today's gospel. What was the offense of Jesus? He only spoke about goodness, yet they wanted to kill him. Two lessons we learn from today's episodes. First, we hear that when they tried to arrest him, no one laid hands upon him because his hour had not yet come. His hour had not yet come. So two things we learn. Faith, wisdom, versus faith and recklessness. Jesus teaches us that even in the face of antagonism, criticism, calumny, we need to apply wisdom. Faith requires a walk with wisdom. If you like, prudence. What other word or words can we associate with wisdom, with prudence? First is discernment. What does it mean to discern? When you discern, you are able to distinguish between what is truly good from what is potentially harmful. Discernment. We are able to distinguish what is truly good from what is potentially harmful in a given situation. So when you are wise, when you are prudent, you have the gift of discernment. Another familiar word is deliberation. When you are wise, you are able to deliberate. You take time to gather information from every angle. You weigh them and act on the potential consequences that could arise from it. So you have the grace to discern. You have the grace to deliberate. That's wisdom. That's prudence. Then you have the last one, execution. If you have distinguished, if you have deliberated, you can now execute, acting on the best counsel once it has been identified. So this is wisdom. This is prudence as against recklessness. Jesus did not lead his disciples into danger. He cautioned them. There was prudence in his action. There was deliberation, discernment before he executed. We need all of this to marry our faith, not being reckless. The second lesson we learn is that when it is not time, it is not time. They tried to arrest him, but no one laid his hands upon him because it was not time. Shall we continue to trust the Lord? Yes. Even when the moments are difficult? Yes. Do we need the grace to trust him? He has given it to us. We need to be able to discern, deliberate, and execute in every situation we find ourselves. If you like, D-D-E. Discern, deliberate, and execute. We need the grace of God to be able to do all these. May the Lord continue to grant us his wisdom and prudence in our every action, in our every activities, as we daily face our challenges of life. Amen.